The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Here's a fun story. Achill Island in Mayo has been voted one of the world's most beautiful islands in the world. The travel magazine Big Seven published a list of the top 50 islands, and not only did Achill make the top 10, but it nabbed the number 8 spot. To hear about this not so hidden gem, I'm joined now by the manager of Achill Tourism, Chris McCarthy, and owner of Lynott's Pub in Achill, Mick Lynch. You're both very welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks, Mandy.
Chris, I'm going to start with you. You must be delighted with yourselves down there. We love hearing that we're great in Ireland. This must be a fantastic day for the people of Achill.
Oh, absolutely, Mandy. The chests are out here now. Who would have ever thought it? Little old Achill coming number 8 in the world. It's phenomenal, really. We're delighted. I know we all know we're the best, but it's great for someone else from the outside to look in and tell you you're the best. It's just like getting a great result in an exam, you know.
Yeah, and Kabir, what would you put this down to? Because as you say, we all know how beautiful it is, but like things like the film, the Banshees of Inisherin, do you think that actually made a big difference, putting it on the world stage in a different way?
Well, without doubt, the Banshees definitely were a massive addition to our exposure. I know we have 3 offices here on the island that are open to face-to-face visitors. And what we see is visitors coming in, that especially the US traveller, they're exposed to that film now on Netflix, coming across the Atlantic on the plane. So it all of a sudden, they might have seen it in 2023, 24 when it was released. But they're also getting another look at it. And, you know, we have everything there. The scenery is all there. The story changes a little bit from around here, but definitely our scenery hasn't changed. But we have, I suppose we are the number one outdoor recreation spot in the country as well, if not in the world, Mandy. So, you know, we have to be mindful and thankful. One of the great aspects of getting this accolade is the friendliness of the people, and without the people, Achill wouldn't be so special. But without the help from Fáilte Ireland, Mayo County Council, and our own county councillor, Paul McNamara, who put so much effort into creating initiatives and events and activities for the tourists, but they really help the locals as well. And without sustaining the locals on the island, we wouldn't have a tourist trade. So, you know, it's a big shout out for all of us that live here all year long, and it's not just for the tourists.
No, absolutely, and it's a big effort, and it's, as you say, a lot to do with the people and the welcome that people received there. But going back to the film, Mick, Lynott's Pub there, what role do you think you played in this? Because undoubtedly, as he said there, that movie was significant.
No, it was absolutely. As reiterated what Chris said, yes, it put us. It didn't. It more than put us on the map. I mean, the scenery sold the film, didn't it? It was superb. And no, it's it was great. Yeah, it was based. I think the pub in the film was loosely based on my place, Lynott's, similar old style building.
And your own home, was that involved in it in some way?
No.
Oh, sorry. Then somebody in the research department has got it wrong. It's definitely not me. But it is a significant, isn't it, part of the culture as well that it kind of promoted for Irish tourism, that there's those kind of quintessential characters in the pub. And, you know, people like to think of Ireland still as that way. But Lynott's Pub is an important part of why people go there.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Everyone that comes raves about the place, and you know, anyone that comes to anything that we can do to bring people to Achill is great for everyone. And what an accolade that was, as Chris rightly said.
Yeah.
And look at the fine day we have today. Superb day.
Yeah.
And getting awards like that is superb. And as I said, let them bring them. You know, as I said, it's a beautiful place. You know, not enough people know about it, I think.
So maybe more work to do.
No. So we, you know, fair play to Chris and Achill Tourism. They do absolutely everything that sold the place, and people bring people. But you know, it's surprising how many people come here for the first time and you know, don't even know where it was and how beautiful it is. But obviously, you know, you're going to see it to believe it. It's stunning.
Yeah, but
I can see it.
Looking at some of the other names that made the top 10 on this list, Chris, they're quite extraordinary. Like, we have the Seychelles on it, the Galapagos Islands on it. So you're right up there with the big boys now. So how do you use this accolade? How do you use this standing to kind of even propel yourself to more markets?
Well, we're delighted to be in the top 10 for sure. How are we going to exploit this? Well, we're not really. We're not into the business of exploiting people. We're lucky. We have great value for money in any of our products here. And if you go on to our website, acletourism.com, we have all the facilities, all the accommodation providers and activity providers are all based there. And you will get value for money. So we're not into exploiting. I suppose exploiting the marketing of it is another thing. The Big Seven itself has 1.5 million viewers or followers. So that's going to do its work for us. And indeed, the very day that Martin McDonagh decided to make the film here was guaranteed exposure for us. So that was a real great a great achievement to have been selected by Martin and his production team and locations outfits own Houlihan and all the people that worked on that film. They're the ones that have really marketed it on the big world stage for us.
Yeah, we saw that during the week that some of the figures were released, I think, by the Central Statistics Office, talking about tourism being down in Ireland. Have you found that this year, or is it the same as last year, or what's the tourism figures like for you?
Yeah, well, we have 80% of our accommodation stock, our tourism accommodation stock, is self-catering, Mandy. The accommodation end of things is flying. We're inundated with people looking to come here for this weekend, but we do see the businesses are struggling a bit. Spend is definitely down, and I know the government announced the 9% the cut in VAT rate, and then they have seemed to have pulled back on it. Whether the Minister for Tourism goes with it with their first thoughts in the budget in October. But that is so crucial. I don't think people really understand how businesses operate in tourism destinations like ours, and the cost of business. It's exactly the same for the publican in Achill as it is for the publican in Temple Bar, and obviously the footfall is not nowhere near the same. But rates and all the other expenses still stay the same. But I mean, I could harp on about that, but it's not about that today. It's about the fact that we are winners, and we're up there in number 10, in the number 10 and at number 8, and we've got to be grateful for that and keep it going.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So hopefully you'll use this as another way to propel yourself to different markets. But Mick, I know this is not the day for a discussion about VAT, and I don't want to do that, but you're a business owner. Chris has referenced there that the government during the week, maybe first of all saying, yeah, the VAT is going to be delivered through the summer economic statement, and kind of rolling back on that a bit. How important would it be for you or a business like yours to have clarity on that? Or like, how would that help you in a material way to keep your business going?
Well, the way the increased cost of business, electricity, all the bits and everything, as Chris said, rates and any help at all is appreciated. But we try, as Chris said, we do give people value for money. Mm. And it's hard to do that. And he rightly pointed out there that the spend is down. Yeah, there's plenty of people here. But yes, I don't know what, but you know, the increased cost of business doesn't help. And they've been talking about that on and off for about 2 or 3 years, and it's never happened, you know. Mm. They put in for the restaurants in COVID. And, it would help. I mean, as I said, it might not sound like a lot of money, but over, you know, a period of time, it's a large amount of money, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
I always say 50p is not a lot of money, but if you have enough of them, it is.
So they all build up, yeah. Chris, just back to you. Like, is there any celebration happening there in Achill tonight to mark this occasion for you?
Well, we're right in the middle of the tick of the tourist season here, and we've got Scalacla, which is a musical cultural week-long festival of traditional Irish music. They're celebrating in all the pubs around the island for the week. So as regards celebrating this, no, we'll wait. We'll wait till it gets a bit quieter, Mandy.
Do it properly yourself.
But sure, Mick is a good man for a party down in Linus, and any time you go in there, you'll get a kid meal of Falcha, and the finest pint of Guinness you're ever going to taste in Ireland is going to be handed over the counter tonight in Linus Pub.
I might take you up on that someday. Chris, I'm going to leave the final word to you on this now, because you're in the top 10 and you have an opportunity now to sell Achill Island to anyone who's listening. What are the top tips for what you could do in Achill Island, and why should people go there?
Well, I could talk all day about the top things we can do, but we've got 80% of our Ireland is rural. We've got finest walking and cycling trails. We've got wonderful campsites, self catering, guest houses, B&Bs, and you can't not go out to sea when you're on the island. Take one of the sea safaris and seascapes that's on the island, bringing you around from Achill all the way down to Blacksod Bay. We've got lots of providers. The only advertisement I can really push for, Mandy, is that people go on to achilltourism.com, go into the drop-down boxes there. We have a fantastic website, and you can find all the things for any budget. Just bring them up, and don't be afraid to haggle. Because we're not afraid to ask for money, but don't be afraid to haggle when you get on the phone.
Well, that's brilliant. That's very sound and decent advice. Thank you, gentlemen, and enjoy whatever the evening brings. And congratulations to Achill on being voted one of the world's most beautiful islands. And so it is. That was Chris McCarthy and Mick Lynch.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.